Hello guys, this is Smash It. I remain your host, Samuel Philip. Yes, true story, the title is Facts. Real, 100% real. I am going to tell you this story and you have to follow it because it's interesting to the end. This happened to me at the age of 18. I was still a virgin. Yes, I was still a virgin. And I had a group of friends around my neighborhood. I just met them. I made some friends at the Barbin Saloon. That is where most guys for us at home, we hang out at that time. Yeah. So I was hanging out there very often. And this friend, something was really odd about them. They turned out to be some kind of sex freak or so, because they were always talking about how they had sex with this girl from this street, with this girl from this church, with this girl from this school, with this. They were always talking about the sexual experience, and I was hanging out with them very often. Somehow they put it in me like some sort of jealousy, because I was still a virgin. I don't even know what a pussy looks like at that time. So to me, I was always imagining, and this imagination built up into something I really wanted to witness. I really, you know, wanted to take part of it. And there was no way, I don't know, I wasn't really good with talking to women at that time. So it was very difficult. And I always went to church. I was brought up a Christian. So my parents always want us to be in church. I don't know why, you know. So we were always at church, and I was this church boy. So the only thing that would happen when I leave church and come back home, I meet these friends again. They are telling me how they just had sex with a girl next to my own. It hurts. Like, next to me, a friend, next to just someone by your nose, someone you know very well that you thought, oh, would have given it to you. But look, every other person is having them, but I can't. So that stuff built up in me, and I just didn't know where to go to. But all the pastor was preaching in church that same week was, ask God. In his voice, ask God anything. And to be more specific and more truthful and yet original, he looked at me right eyeball to eyeball and said to me, my son, don't think that the Lord can do anything for you. All you have to do is open your mouth. He wants you to request. Yes, he said this. And it was right in my head. It stuck to my head. When I went home, I couldn't find my friend to hang out with. But then I was alone and bored, and all the thoughts that came to my head were, you know, the stories they've given to me in the past, and I just was bored. And then that fire came again. I didn't know it was the adolescent fire, the puberty stage. My balls were trying to tell me, you will explode. The only thing that came to my mind were the preachings of the pastors. These words were echoing. Ask God anything, my son. Ask God anything. I heard it just like this. And that is how I just didn't know how I fell on the ground, knelt down, opened my chest. I faced heaven. I looked up and I cried. I rolled on the ground. I was pleading. I said, God, please give me fuck. I'm not making this up. I don't know what I was doing. I was just a stupid teenager. A honest to be teenager. But I cried from the bottom of my heart. It was coming deep down. I was emotional. I held him by the hems of his garment. I almost tore the garment. I said, God, give me fuck. After crying, I went out. I went to the barbing saloon. My friends were back. Few minutes into our normal discussion, a young, beautiful girl walked into the barbing saloon. And then she asked, please, can anybody assist me? I don't know how my phone stopped browsing. Does anybody know how to do MTN settings? Please. You know, it could have been on a different day, on a different time. But on the day that I said, today, oh Lord, give me fuck. The day, the same day that I prayed, I said, today, when I prayed that prayer. And then he sent somebody, a beautiful girl, into a barbing saloon. Not just into the barbing saloon. He brought her straight to me because nobody in that barbing saloon could configure MTN settings because some of them were very horny. They had to show themselves. They started trying. They were trying. The phone will not browse. I was sitting down there crossing my legs because MTN configurations were something that were stuck into my head like A, B, C, D. I knew it. Till today, 10.999.212.002. The port is 8080. The APN is web.gprs.mtnnigeria.net. I knew it. Like when I knew that information, it was predestined for that day. I'm not making this up. By the time everybody tried, she was not pleased. She was about to walk out when I called her. I said, wait, where are you going? Have I tried? Immediately she said, I don't want to waste my time. You see, maybe the phone is bad. I want to go and return it because I really like this phone. I wish this phone can browse. I said, wait. Immediately I took her phone. I began to insert the browsing parameters. I began to construct and configure. By the time I was done, when she hit the home button and saw Google, she looked at me. When she went straight to BBM because it was a BlackBerry and saw notifications, she looked at me. When she heard when the pinging came in, she looked at me. Immediately, she was wet. I'm not making this up. I knew she was because she looked straight into my eyes and told me, I have a second phone. Where is your house? Maybe in the evening, I will bring it so that you will help me to configure that one too. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to smash it by telling you guys that she came. And when she came, I came that same day. What is your prayer? No matter how stupid, no matter how ridiculous. If he answered my own that way about having sex, that means you are not pouring out your heart. But ladies and gentlemen, I still remain Samuel Philip. Please follow me on my social media pages at @THE_improviser, The Improviser on Twitter, The Improviser on Instagram. And don't forget, you can write me in my email at awesomebeefsam@gmail.com. Come on, it's smash it. Don't forget. I drop more stuff here. Come and listen and share it if you did enjoy this. Peace. Hello guys, and welcome to Smash It. I am your humble host, Samuel Philip. Today we'll be talking about the weirdest thing you've accidentally found in someone's phone. Okay, found in someone's phone by even lurking, by encroaching. Just what are the weirdest thing you've seen in someone's phone? So I took some time to look on the internet and I found some interesting stories. I'm going to share the stories with you before I tell you mine, but I would like to know yours. If you, there will be more subsequent episodes on this particular topic and maybe your story will get featured. So this story is coming from Joel Anshuk. He's an accomplished senior level sales professional and advisor. So, okay, he said, as someone who worked in the wireless industry for years, I got to see some very uncomfortable stuff on people's phones. Any wireless companies out there that can relate. But nothing compares to this story. So, I was helping a very kind young lady who was incredibly sweet with her phone. It needed to be exchanged, and I was going through the process and making conversations as I always did to keep things somewhat entertaining. She mentioned that she was going into the Peace Corps and wouldn't be home for almost a year. I complimented her ambition and her desire to help others by sacrificing her time and energy for such a long commitment. Wow, what a great person, so kind, so wholesome, you know. Little did I know that what would happen next. Would you mind moving all my photos to my new phone? She asked. I agreed and set about my task, assuming she had some selfies and pictures of cats, maybe selfies of her and her cats. I was wrong. Quite wrong. Upon beginning the process of saving her pictures on an SD card and transferring them to the new phone, I realized her entire photo album was full of pictures of penises. Hundreds of penises. In fact, maybe thousands of penises. Dozens and dozens of albums of penises. Colored, categorized, length, inches, albums of penises. You know, well arranged in folders, gallery, tagged. Apart, but also somewhat impressed at her organizational capabilities, I rapidly finished the transfer and handed her phone back to her, somewhat mortified, and told her to enjoy her trip to Africa. I never would have guessed the girl had such a penis fixation. Lord. Yeah. I don't really know, but that's one. So I'm looking at time. I will do just one of my favorites, and then the next episode will be the part B, the continuation. But this story is very, very interesting and it's very, very funny too. Very, very, very funny. I think it's actually my favorite. So I was doing a subcontractor work. This is a story from Alan Cole. Yeah, so I was doing subcontractor work for a police jurisdiction in 2016. The station I was at was a combined property with a large corrections facility. I was put on grounds patrol. I was patrolling the inner perimeter fence. I found a smartphone on the ground. Since my duties require me to inspect all suspicious activities and objects, I did a thorough investigation of the phone. The phone had no lock screen or password. First thing I saw, pornography. I looked through all of the apps on the phone. It soon became obvious that the owner of the phone was a pornography addict. I had took the phone and went to my supervisor. The supervisor looked at the phone. She soon had a look of surprise, then her face turned red. She said to me, don't mind this. Continue on. The phone turned out to be hers, and she accidentally left the phone outside. Damn. The p- plot twist. mad plot twist. Well, if there's anything we found, is that one of the most common things that we are all guilty of, or most of us are guilty of, I can say we are all guilty of because I don't have it, it's some form of porn material in our phone, either a video or pictures or of ourselves. This has become a normal and common trend. But well, what else can I say? We can get a lot of weird stories and things from our phone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Smash It, and I am your host, Samuel Phillips. See you on the next episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Yes!
Hello, guys. Welcome to Smash It. I still remain Samuel Phillips. Today's topic is if Spider-Man's mother was Nigerian. You know, this got across even more than Spider-Man, just one of those foreign, those Hollywood movie concepts. Have you ever tried to imagine if the parents were Nigerians, how they would react? Don't forget that Spider-Man shoots out the cobweb thing that because of the superpower that's attached to that ability, he's able to shoot out cobwebs from his hands. First of all, let us address the anatomical possibility of that, even though we regard it as fiction. Let's take it down. I think that is the fun of it, moving things from fiction to fact, just to analyze them and spend some of our creative time. Now, biologically, spiders do not shoot webs from their hands. We know that. If you don't know that, you can look it up. Spiders shoot cobwebs from their asshole. Let's begin with that. If Spider-Man was really Spider-Man, he would be shooting cobwebs out of his anus. Now, if Spider-Man's mother is a Nigerian, you just have to understand, you just have to imagine how weird it would be. Oh, mommy, I just came back today from school and a spider just bit me, and I started seeing cobwebs from my hands. Like, I can fly with these cobwebs. I'll go to anywhere in the world. Just look at it, Dad.
Look at what? Blood of Jesus, not my son. Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Then let me pray for you. If I'm taking it to... Hey, Pshaw, mommy, look at... See, if... Ah, he met to my kind. Ah. Look. Come here. Bring their hand. I'll die today. You want to come up in my own house? Spider what? Spider guinea? Spider...
Mommy, I have the world to save. People are calling me Mary Jane needs me.
If I slap your teeth out of your mouth, if I slap out your smelly mouth, eh? What is wrong with this? See, just sit down there. Jesus, this child will not kill me.
This child, you went and spider.
What kind of spider? How's the spider? Black. What? Oh God, my child. That is how I imagine a Nigerian friend will react. Now look at it from the fiction aspect of it. The Spider-Man movie was a Nigerian movie. And let's say, who can play Spider-Man now? Let's say Ramsunoa was Peter Parker at the time, or Ramsey Parker. Okay, that's actually a straight joke. You know, I just feel like some of these movies would really turn out to be very funny. If you look at it from a very physical angle, what do you think? And which movie would you like me to analyze if it was played by Nigerians? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a quick podcast. I hope this kept you entertained for a short while. It should be one of the shortest episodes. Don't forget, my name is Samuel Philip and my social media handle is at the improviser, @the_improviser. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and every other platform you can find me. See you on next episode. Signing out.